Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce here with Laura Lewis Marchino and Terry Blair Burton. Did I get it right? So I haven't even said your last names. I'm like, I probably should, you know, let everyone know who you really are. So thank you for being here. You're with Region 9. And I want to say that, first off, it's awesome working with both of you because the amount of collaboration, and I call it the co-opetition, but we truly in this area work together. And I think that I get calls from other chambers throughout the state going, how do you guys do it down there? You've got concerts every night. You've got this going on. You've got this going on. And I always say it's the collaborative effort. And that showed during the 416 fire with the Southwest mm-hmm. Coda website. Again, during pandemic. So I can't even remember what it was because I completely want to block that out. But what do you see in the area? I mean, do you agree that the collaboration is good, or I call it co-opetition?
I would definitely agree that there's a lot of collaboration, not just in Durango, but the region overall. And some of that is, I think we have some long-term leaders. Mm-hmm. I mean, how long have you been here, Jack? 16 years?
The job's 16 and a half years in Durango, 41.
Okay. So
thanks
I think,
pointing out on yeah. old, Laura.
But I do think that some of the longer-term mm-hmm. directors recognize that there's a niche for all of us.
Yeah.
And why am I spending resources on something that someone else could do or do better?
Right.
And it is easier for me on a regional level mm-hmm. because I know I'm working more with the governments and the state, and I'm not doing events, say, or I'm yeah. not doing a lot of direct service except around loans, but mm-hmm. nobody else is doing loans.
Yeah.
So we have that niche, but we support our chambers. We're members of all the chambers throughout the mm-hmm. region because that's where businesses go, and that's where we learn gaps that
leads.
We may have.
Right.
Yeah,
sure.
And so when you were talking about collaboration, I would say yes. And it is always something where, you know, you have to be careful because you have a great idea and then you realize yeah. somebody else is doing it.
Sure.
But I think that's why we're successful, because nobody feels like if they join the chamber that they're just duplicating yeah. something that's already happening.
Right. But I am your favorite chamber director, right?
Yes, you are.
Okay. So we heard it here first.
And Mary Jo Coulihan is second in Pagosa Springs.
Ha! Hear that, Mary Jo? Take that.
I had to say that. She is on our executive committee. So
oh,
we
she's
love her. Yes.
Well, it's been nice working with you. No, Mary Jo is wonderful. And, but, you know, in working with all the chambers, in sincerity, I mean, we actually, before COVID, we were meeting on, gosh, every 6 months as regional chambers. I would even get Jamie Church from Farmington to come up, because regionally, we're kind of our own ecosystem. You know, we should have our, you know, draw a radius circle around for 50 miles, because we're kind of like our own little state down here in the four states. But no, we work together and figuring out what we can all do to help one another, and putting our, you know, I'm going to say our differences aside, but then finding our swim lanes. We talk with the Small Business Development Center with Mary Shepherd and say, okay, what classes are you teaching? And we'll make sure that we don't duplicate. You know, we're working with DARM, the Durango Area Human Resource Management Team. You know, we're putting on different courses, and Mary's like, okay, I'll stay away from those and I'll focus on this area. So look, get out your crystal ball, both of you, and look, what do you see the needs are for the future? I mean, because there's things that I look at. And I know that, like, the city just voted to put in an EV charging station and dedicate some of the tax. I'm going, there's only 1,700 EV cars registered in La Plata County versus almost, 90,000 non-EV. Well, for the future, you know, planning for the future, just like the bridges over into Three Springs. What is it you see? And you're going to solve all the problems in 2 minutes.
Wow.
Thanks for coming. No.
Yes, I was like, oh my gosh. I would say housing, the need for yeah. housing is going to continue, and mm-hmm. where to put housing so that there's not, you know, just looking at how that infrastructure affects mm-hmm. roads. I mean, we already yeah. see we're going to have some traffic, but right now we have a lot of traffic just because folks who work in Durango, and Durango's the workforce mm-hmm. center, don't live in Durango.
Yeah.
So adding just for, you know, this conversation, like say we're adding a few subdivisions around Durango, isn't going to increase the traffic. It's going to decrease the commuter.
The inbound, because there's like 5,000 commuters every day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we see a lot of intercommuting between Aztec and Durango, because Aztec and Farmington and New Mexico is cheaper. We're also seeing a lot of businesses locating in New Mexico because they have the commercial, the industrial space. So, you know, when I think regional, I almost think we're a bigger region.
Yeah.
And we want to look at, well, what does Farmington have, say Target? Do we really need another Target here? Are we just competing with ourselves and then their Target goes under? And what good is that? Or, I mean, so I feel like with economic development, we're kind of looking really big picture and offering good information so that policymakers can make good decisions. And the chambers are advocates of that, and they get the word out.
Well, yeah, it's funny, the whole economic development. I remember when I was hired, I did economic development with the Alliance and the chamber hat. And I remember, I think it was Deanna in Delta, if you remember her.
Yes.
And she said, economic development, when times are good, what do you do? When times are bad, where you been? And it's kind of true, because a lot of time people don't realize what you're doing behind the scenes. But to find out what you're doing, what's your website?
Website is region9edd.org.
And you have the dashboard on there, as well as all the other information, the navigation, also the start the journey of enterprise zone, boundary, if you're in there, if you're not in there, all the information if you need bridge gap financing. You guys wear a lot of hats. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Jack.
And thanks for coming in. Will you come back?
Yes.
See, I told you it wouldn't be that bad,
it
right?
It wasn't
right
that bad.
Yeah? Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was good.
All right.
It's nice watching you in action.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. I've never had somebody say it so eloquently. Watching you babble. And we're going to babble on out of here. You've been listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240, KDGO, and 98.3 FM. Have a great day.